TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. It's raised by wolves.
It says that the pick is in, so Adam Silver should be stepping to the podium momentarily and announcing the pick for the Phoenix Suns.
Do we have another Woj bomb? Woj bomb. Minnesota is focused on Texas Tech's Jarrett Culver. Well, league source tells ESPN.
This is a wrench in the plans that we all thought were all set.
Okay.
They have Kobe White on TV right now as we watch the ESPN coverage on our TCL broadcast studios, and he seems happy. He seems excited. He's doing a little dance there in his chair as though he knows something, but that Woj bomb says that Kobe White won't be the Wolves' pick, or maybe, as Woj says, they are focused on Texas Tech's Jarrett Culver. Maybe this pick has been traded, and they plan on taking Culver a couple spots down.
Yeah, maybe. This is a little surprising to me. I thought when they traded up to six, it sounded like to me that they were going to be focused on taking one of these 2 point guards if they were going to be available. But, if Culver is the pick, it could be one of those situations where, yeah, like you said, maybe they're still trying to move down and they're picking Culver for somebody else, and they think that they're going to get Kobe White.
Here's Adam Silver at the podium.
The 2019 NBA draft, the Phoenix Suns select Jarrett Culver from Texas Tech University.
Mike Schmitz, player profile.
Culver was one of the most improved players in the country, leading Texas Tech in points, rebounds, assists. He's exactly what teams are looking for in a shot creator who can get it done at all three levels. He makes his teammates better, and he's a competitive defender. But there are some major questions about his shooting touch. He overhauled his release in the offseason, shot around 30% from three as a sophomore, and just doesn't have the most natural stroke. So he's going to have to improve as a shooter for teams to feel comfortable handing him the ball and saying, you're the focal point of our offense.
All right, there you go.
651-646-8255 or tweet us at Score North. As far as we know, Jarrett Culver, shooting guard out of Texas Tech, sophomore, 6'7", is the Wolves' first pick in the 2019 NBA draft. Gerson Rosas' first pick after he traded up to number 6, gives up Dario Saric and number 11 to move up to number 6 and select Jarrett Culver, the shooting guard out of Texas Tech. Your reaction, 651-646-8255, or tweet us at SKOR North. I wouldn't call it shock, but certainly surprised I'm feeling right now, Manny.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be the play for a point guard, whether it was Garland or whether it was Kobe White. And I'm a little bit surprised by this. I don't hate it. If this is their pick and they're going to roll with Jarrett Culver, I don't hate it. I still probably would have preferred Kobe White in this spot. You know, Culver does have some ability, and he was the catalyst to Texas Tech getting to the national championship game. He had some big performances during the NCAA tournament. There is some question marks about his outside shooting.
What's peculiar about this to me.
Yeah.
Gerson Rosas comes from Houston and from a system that, I mean, the whole NBA right now values shooting above everything else.
And now
you just took a guy whose jump shot, it sounds like, is a project.
And right now you only really have two guys on your roster that are good 3-point shooters. And it's your best player in Karl Anthony Towns, your 7-footer. And it's probably Robert Covington. And Robert Covington's about, you know, he's a capable, good 3-point shooter. He's not a lights out, you know, Kyle Korver type 3-point shooter. Mm-hmm. But he's going to hit it at about a 36, 37, 38% clip, which is pretty solid. Outside of that, you don't really have a lot of shooting. Jeff Teague it doesn't seem like he's long to be on this team much longer anyway. He's not a great 3-point shooter. Tyus Jones, we've seen him knock down big shots over the years, but he's not really a knockdown 3-point shooter. they don't really have a whole lot of shooting outside of that.
His sophomore year at Texas Tech before entering the draft, played in 38 games, 32 and a half minutes per game, shot just over 46% from the field, just over 30% from the 3-point line, a 70% free throw shooter, 6.4 rebounds, 3.7 assists per game, and 18 and a half points per game. And like you said, Manny, the guy who, I mean, you heard it actually in the scouting report there, the recap, but maybe the most improved player over the course of the college season in this draft, a guy behind the resurgence of Texas Tech, but I didn't see a lot of draft boards that had him going quite this high. It's not a reach, it's not a stretch. Most draft boards had him somewhere in the 8 to 10 range, and there were some reports that the Bulls were interested in him at number 7, and that's who is on the board right now. But I think everybody assumed that when they moved up to number 6, it was either, we've been talking about, either Garland or Coby White there with the number 6 pick.
Yeah, I saw maybe about a week or so ago, I saw a couple of mock drafts that had Culver going like 5 to Cleveland. And, you know, I don't know how realistic that actually was because Cleveland obviously went with Darius Garland. But, I'm just a little bit surprised by this. I did not really see this coming. I thought they were going to go the point guard route. If they're not going to move this, because I know we've seen Woj tweet out a couple of times that the Wolves are still trying to, you know, or they were at least still trying to, you know, facilitate a trade maybe for this 6th pick. But I don't know. It seems like they're going to go with it. They're going to roll with Jared Culver and see how it goes.
The wording of that last tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski before they made the pick didn't make it sound at all like they were making it for somebody else. He said Minnesota's focused on Texas Tech's Jared Culver.
Yeah.
League sources tell ESPN. If anything, I would think just putting the pieces together, and we don't know. And again, get in on the show at 651-646-8255. I think Gersas probably recognized that he could get Jared Culver a few spots lower and was thinking of maybe trading out of the 6th spot, moving down, maybe getting an extra pick late in the first round or in the second round and still getting Jared Culver, using that 6th pick as an asset, but still getting the guy who he had targeted on his board. That's purely speculation based on the tweets that we saw from Adrian Wojnarowski concerning the Timberwolves.
And the Wolves, I think, overall could use just overall, like, improved guard play. I just don't know if, you know, I think Culver can facilitate and he's a good shot creator. I just don't know if his lack of shooting is going to be a benefit for this team.
And now the Bulls select Coby White out of North Carolina.
That's not a surprise. Because your squad, I think they're looking for a new point guard. So this works out good for them.
Yes, they were quite open and transparent about their disappointment in Chris Dunn.
Yes.
Folks around here know about disappointment in Chris Dunn.
Yes,
we will take your call. 651-646-8255. Again, it's Jared Culver, shooting guard out of Texas Tech, taken with the 6th pick in the NBA draft by the Wolves after they traded Dario Saric and the 11th pick to move up into that 6th spot that was occupied by the Phoenix Suns. It's Jared Culver out of Texas Tech. Your reaction at 651-646-8255. We also have Danny Cunningham, our Wolves reporter, live from Wolves headquarters. We'll check in with him, check in with you right after this on the Raised by Wolves Score North draft special on 1500, scorenorth.com, and the Score North mobile app.
Raised by Wolves, only on Score North. That's scorenorth.com. Also available on demand on the Score North mobile app, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
To Raised by Wolves Score North draft special. Rami Makhlouf along with Manny Hill and Danny Cunningham. We're going to check in with him at Wolves headquarters in just a second. If you're just tuning in, busy day for Gersan Rosas and the Wolves. They trade up from 11 to 6 by giving up that 11th pick and Dario Saric to the Phoenix Suns. And then with that 6th pick, they selected Jared Culver out of Texas Tech, a shooting guard, stands 6'5". 195 sophomore and a project as far as the shooting goes, according to all indications and scouting reports that we're seeing. Freakish athlete, maybe the most improved player in this year's draft and letter resurgence in Texas Tech, but the jump shot needs work.
Yes, I think it was 30% from three-point range.
30.4% from three-point range.
That is, that's concerning for me, considering the makeup of this roster.
Let's get Danny in on it, our Wolves reporter, Danny Cunningham. You read his thoughts on the Wolves at scorenorth.com. Follow him at RealDCunningham on Twitter. We were surprised, Danny. We thought this move up to six was to either get Garland, or if he was off the board and likely would be, that it'd be Coby White out of North Carolina. Are you surprised by the Culver pick?
I am surprised by it. I did not expect Culver to be the guy at number six. I thought they were going to go Coby White once Darius Garland was taken by the Cavs at number five. That being said, I wouldn't rule out this team moving again. I'm not sold that Culver is, and he could be, but I'm not sold that Culver is going to be the guy that the Wolves have at the end of tonight. I think that another trade could be possible.
Yeah, Danny, it just seems like with the shooting ability of Culver, or lack thereof, I guess, in this case, this just doesn't seem... I know he's a good creator, and that's something that the Wolves could certainly use in their backcourt, something that they could use more of, but the fact that he only shot 30% from three is... if they're going to stick with him and not move him, that's a little bit concerning to me going forward for this team.
Yeah, the lack of shooting is definitely something that's to be concerned. I will say that if they do keep Culver, and despite his inability to really launch from three, he only shot 30% this past season at Texas Tech. He did shoot 38% his freshman year there. So that's not something to, you do have to look at the full picture, but defensively, this front court could be really special. If you have a lineup of Robert Covington and Jared Culver and Josh Okogie all on the floor at the same time. Now, the problem there is the only one that's a good shooter out of that bunch is Robert Covington, but they have plenty of wing defenders now, which is not something that you've been able to say about this team for a really long time.
All right, Danny. So you think that they might not be done? You think there may be more news out of Wolves headquarters before the night is up?
Correct. I don't think that the night's going to be very quiet for quite a while.
All right. We'll check back in with you as news develops. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.
For sure.
Follow him at Real D Cunningham for the latest on the Wolves, and I'm sure he'll have plenty written up at scorenorth.com later tonight and into tomorrow morning about the Wolves. This Jared Culver pick, if this ends up being it, or if there is more to this, and maybe Jared Culver was a pick for somebody else and there is another trade in the works. That is a possibility. Stay tuned here to the Raised by Wolves Score North Draft Special throughout the evening. As whatever develops, we'll have it for you. That's Manny Hill. I'm Rami Makhlouf. We'll keep checking in with Danny out at Wolves headquarters. You can get in on the show, your reaction on the Culver pick, 651-646-8255, or tweet us at SKOR North. Let's get out to those phones and check in with Woodbury Larry here on Score North. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Jess, first off, I've been driving the last couple hours. Really appreciate your draft coverage. Feel like I haven't missed a beat, so good work there.
Appreciate it.
And so as I was listening, you guys said that Coby White was all giggly and smiley and laughing before the Wolves pick. Sources tell me that was because he got wind that the Wolves were taking Jared Culver.
Good one.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. You come to an open bike with me sometimes.
He was on hold for a long time to deliver that punchline.
For that?
He waited a long time.
I tip my hat to him.
It's a long walk, dude.
That's a long that way a to long drop, that, walk to drop for that, that joke in, man.
My goodness. All right.
That's pretty clever, though. I'll give him that.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on the Raised by Wolves Score North Draft Special. What's up, buddy?
Hey, thanks for my call.
Sure, no problem.
So, we all figure they want a Garland.
Right.
They're going to get D'Angelo Russell? Or do you think that has nothing to do with the draft? They're just taking, you know, the best player available, whoever they think? Or do you think they're taking certain players because, I don't know, I think they took the shooting guard because they want D'Angelo Russell and they're going to try to trade, or obviously they're trying to trade Andrew Wiggins, and I think they might have a deal to get him out the door.
Appreciate the call. I don't know what that buzz was. That was driving me crazy.
That was a little strange.
Is he on a walkie-talkie? What is going on there?
I wonder if he's on the moon or something. Maybe. I don't know. Do appreciate the call, though. I just... I just don't know how realistic. I mean, I know it's fun to speculate
on D'Angelo Russell or getting rid of Andrew Wiggins?
Getting rid of Andrew Wiggins. I just don't know how realistic it is right now. I mean, I think it's possible, but I don't want to say, you know, you never say never in these sort of situations, but I just, who is going to want to take that contract?
I mean, I don't know.
Put yourself in the front office of the 29 other NBA teams and ask yourself, who is going to want to take 4 years and $122 million of a underwhelming 24-year-old player? It's hard to imagine anybody wanting to do that now without the Wolves having to give up a lot of assets.
There were some reports out there. None of them seemed that credible. They were almost purely
reckless speculation,
but that the Heat were interested in Andrew Wiggins on some level.
And Danny's talked about that of, like, you know, if they do a deal with Miami, it would be like Deion Waiters and Kelly Olynyk, those two contracts, the money works, right? You come back, they come back to the Wolves. You know, I could see something like that happening, but that would take Pat Riley looking at Andrew Wiggins and saying, I could turn him into a star. That's what it would take. And I just, if there is somebody to do that, maybe Pat Riley is the guy to have that mindset. But I just don't see anybody else in the league right now wanting to take Andrew Wiggins' contract. And, you know, unless the Wolves blow them away with an abundance of assets, that's the only way I could see something like that getting done. Now, a year from now, when there's only 3 years left on the contract, it might be a little bit more feasible. The Wolves may not have to give up as many assets as they would right now, but I just think any sort of trade for Andrew Wiggins is just, I just don't see it as very likely right now.
As far as the Culver pick, mm-hmm. and I know Danny said that he wouldn't be surprised if there was more movement and Culver wasn't the pick, and it was actually, he was a piece that was getting moved somewhere else. Again, just reading between the lines of these Woj bombs that he was dropping about the Wolves before the pick itself was made. First, he said, and right up leading to the Wolves pick, he was tweeting, and let me just find it here. Minnesota's on the clock for number six and still on the phones discussing trade propositions, league mm-hmm. sources tell ESPN. And then 5 minutes later, he said Minnesota's focused on Texas Tech's Jarrett Culver, league sources tell ESPN. That doesn't sound to me like they took Jarrett Culver planning to move him. I'm reading a lot into these tweets, but it's the context that and the wording that's used here, it sounds to me like they were working the phones all mm-hmm. the way up until they ran out of time with the number six pick on the clock, couldn't find the deal that they were looking for, whatever that was, to move out of number six. And so, as Woj put it, focused on Texas Tech's Jarrett Culver.
Yeah, and I will say that it looks like Jarrett Culver is going to be a Timberwolf, at least for the foreseeable future.
I mean, sorry to interrupt.
But no, go ahead.
Remember last year he had all the clever ways of saying teams sure. were going to take the player they were taking without actually saying it, because yep. ESPN was getting pissed at people spoiling these picks. His thing tonight, he's for every pick, he said focused on. Like, he just tweeted out, Atlanta is focused on Duke's Cam Reddish at 10. When picks or players are in play for trades, that's not the language he's used tonight.
I really like what Atlanta's doing. I really like what Atlanta's been doing. I will say this. I remember being 24 years old and living up in Roseau, Minnesota, my first radio job back in right around this time in 2008, 11 years ago, when the Wolves drafted OJ Mayo with the third pick in the draft. And I remember going to bed that night thinking that OJ Mayo was going to be a Minnesota Timberwolf. And I woke up the next morning and they had traded him to Memphis for some 6'10 big man from UCLA named Kevin Love. So
never heard of him.
So that is possible. Right now, all signs point to Jarrett Culver being the pick for the Wolves at six, and it's staying that way, but a lot could happen between now and tomorrow morning where the Wolves could make a move overnight and we wake up and they've made another move. And it sounded like the last caller that we took that was kind of choppy in and out, I did make out that he mentioned D'Angelo Russell, and maybe could there be something in the works for D'Angelo Russell involving Jared Culver, maybe. I don't know. That's just purely reckless speculation there. But, you know, something like that. Something like that. Yeah.
Reckless speculation.
Yeah, but something, I mean, something like that could potentially happen too, maybe. So we'll see. But right now, it looks like Jared Culver is going to be the guy.
We should catch folks up on the draft because we've been Wolves intensive here since they took Culver with the number 6 pick. And, of course, just as I pull up my draft tracker, my computer decided to refresh. Do you have a draft tracker up in front of you there, Manny, that you could help me out with and bail me out here?
I do not.
Okay, here's what we'll do then. We will take a break since we're due for one of those anyways, and then we'll catch you up on the picks that have been made since the Wolves, if you're just tuning in, selected Jared Culver out of Texas Tech with the number 6 pick in the draft. That was after earlier in the day agreeing to a trade with the Hawks to send Dario Saric and the 11th pick to move up to that 6th pick. Many thought it maybe Darius Garland falls to him there. Many thought if not Darius Garland, then surely Coby White is the guy. But no, it's Jared Culver. And we're taking your reaction at 651-646-8255 or tweet us at Score North. We'll also check in with Danny Cunningham from Wolves headquarters before we wrap this thing up. It's the Raised by Wolves Score North Draft Special on 1500scorenorth.com and the Score North mobile app.
Wolves. Only on Score North at scorenorth.com. Also available on demand on the Score North mobile app, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Raised by Wolves, Score North NBA Draft Special here on 1500, scorenorth.com, and the Score North mobile app. Rami Makhlouf on 1500, scorenorth.com, and that mobile app. We have Danny Cunningham, our Wolves reporter, out at Wolves headquarters. Check in with him in just one second if you're just tuning in. The Wolves earlier in the day traded out of the 11 spot up into the 6 spot, giving up Dario Saric and 11 to do so, and then selecting Jared Culver with that number 6 pick out of Texas Tech. We went obviously very Wolves and Culver heavy after that. Wanted to catch you up on what's transpired in the NBA draft since then. Coby White, who many had assumed the Wolves were interested in at number 6. He goes 7 out of North Carolina to the Chicago Bulls. Number 8 out of Texas was Jackson Hayes to the New Orleans Pelicans. Rui Hachimura out of Gonzaga. He goes number 9 to the Washington Wizards. Cam Reddish, number 10 to Atlanta out of Duke. And then Cam Johnson, number 11 to Phoenix, or at least that's the report right now. And that so far seems like the, to those in the know, the biggest reach so far in this year's draft.
That is quite a reach. I looked at a couple of mock drafts maybe a couple of months ago, and obviously draft boards can change over the course of that amount of time, but I was seeing Cam Johnson going in like the second round, like early second round. And I know that he had shot up a lot of draft boards, but man, Phoenix takes him at 11. That's a bit of a reach there, man. When he probably could have been had in like the lower third of the first round in the 20s, maybe.
Is this the Daniel Johnson of this year's NBA draft? Let's go to Daniel Cunningham, our Wolves reporter. He's out at Wolves headquarters. Daniel, what's up, man?
Not much, just grinding away, guys.
So we just saw your cohort, John Krasinski of The Athletic, who also covers the Timberwolves. He reported something similar to what you did, which is that despite the Culver pick, the Wolves might not be done. Is there buzz around there? Is there activity that indicates that the Wolves may still be working on something and Culver may not be their guy?
I don't know if I would call it buzz, but there's a bit of a feeling. I have a bit of a gut feeling that this might not be done. I still think that the night is young. It's only 7:45 here in the Central Time Zone. It wouldn't surprise me if Jared Culver's flipped for something else, or especially considering who is still on the board, where you do have a Sekou Doumbouya, you do have a Tyler Hero still on the board. I do think that Darius Garland was the guy that they wanted, and their plans probably did change once he was off the board at number 5 to Cleveland. So I wouldn't rule anything out when it comes to the Wolves so far.
So do you think the thinking is here to maybe trade Culver and move down and accrue more picks, like a team that maybe has another pick later in the two picks later in the first round or something in the second round?
I do think that they could trade Culver to get a first first round pick in the, to get a first round pick tonight and future assets as well. I think that that is something that's probably on the table right now for the Wolves.
And it looks like Cam Johnson has gone to Phoenix with the 11th pick, Danny. And I, that seems like a bit of a reach for me. What do you think?
That was the most stunning pick of the night. Rui Hachimura at number 9 was something I didn't necessarily predict to Washington. But yeah, when Cam Johnson went 11, he was someone that I had, I think I had him 26th to the Cavs in my final mock draft on scorenorth.com. I'm at a loss for words with him being selected number 11. I mean, shooting is a premium in the NBA, and Cam Johnson can shoot it. I didn't see him going inside the lottery.
Do you think, going back here to the Wolves real quick too, do you think that this Culver pick could potentially be, could be involved in maybe a D'Angelo Russell type of trade? I still have the sense that that's a very difficult move for the Wolves to pull off, but do you think that they will try and maybe dangle a Jared Culver in a deal to try and get D'Angelo Russell?
No, I think that is far too great of an asset for them to have to give up in a sign and trade. Yeah. I can't fathom that happening.
What is the path to D'Angelo Russell? Let's say Culver is the pick. Let's say, and they do whatever they do in the second round. What is post-draft the path to D'Angelo Russell to be able to fit that salary slot?
I'm not entirely sure what it's going to look like. The asset that they would have to give up isn't going to necessarily have to be something super big. The asset's going to probably have to be something big enough to move a contract. I don't think it's going to have to be like the 6th overall pick, which obviously Jared Culver was, but it'll be something of value, but not nearly anything as significant as Jared Culver would be.
All right, Danny, I'm going to be as open and honest and transparent with you and the listeners of Score North as I possibly can be right now. We're going to go ahead and have an on-air production meeting. So the initial plan was to wrap this thing up right around 8 o'clock. What would you say is the percentage that there's more to come and we should stick around past 8 o'clock so we're on top of things if the Wolves make another move?
I think that the percentage is a little bit greater than 50.
That's so, not helping at all. That doesn't help us even a little bit.
At all.
That doesn't even help us a little bit, Danny.
Rami, I will say that you do only live roughly 13 to 15 minutes away from the studio. I don't think Manny lives very far either.
That's
you
true.
Guys could make it work, but you have to have your phone on you. Not like, Rami, you can't. You cannot take your dog for a walk all the way around Bede Makiskop. Like you can't be going on a 90-minute walk tonight.
I've been known to do that.
I know you have, and that's why, as someone who is not your boss, I'm telling you to definitely not do that.
So you're saying wrap it up at 8, go home, but stay home and keep the phone close by so we can scramble and reconvene the Raised by Wolves Score North Draft Special should we need to.
I'm not saying to wrap it up at 8. I'm saying if you do wrap it up at 8, that is the way to go about it.
Thanks for not helping at all, Danny. We appreciate it.
What are you talking about? I was the best help that you're going to get.
Check him out.
Why don't you have this meeting on air with Phil? Call him.
At Real D Cunningham for all the latest on the Wolves and ScoreNorth.com. Thanks, Danny. If there is more, we'll be checking in with you again, sir. Thank you.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, let's get these calls in here with your reaction to the Wolves pick and a busy day for Garrison Rosas and the Wolves. Let's get Carson in. Carson, you're on Score North. What's up, buddy?
Guys, do not go home at 8 o'clock. This cannot be the Wolves pick. This doesn't make any sense for this team. Why did they trade up to 6 to get a guy that they probably could have gotten at 11? Nonetheless, Jared Culver, I'm sure it's not a bad pick, but at number 6, for our team, we both know that we need outside scoring. We need a heavy scoring presence, a threat at the point guard position. This pick just doesn't make any sense. I'm baffled. This cannot be their pick. I'm hoping for good news in the morning. That's all.
Appreciate the call.
I don't think Jared Culver would have been there at 11.
Probably not.
Probably
they said that the Bulls had some interest in him at 7.
Right. I think the Bulls probably would have
taken
him. And
so that also, again, putting the pieces together and reading between the lines, that adds up because Rosas and the Wolves, they hear that. If we hear that, then they hear that. So it would make sense that they moved up at 6 to take Culver to leapfrog the Bulls and make sure that he didn't come off the board before your spot.
Yeah, Rami, the more and more I think about this, I just have the sense that the Wolves are going to do something else tonight.
But the weird thing is, like, okay. So if you didn't draft a finished product, if you drafted a project, I thought this project, the one thing they would come with is shooting.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure out the rest. If they can't play defense, if their passing isn't the best, whatever.
Now, Culver can defend. I will say that. He can defend.
But I thought if there was a project, if there was an unfinished product, the thing that would need polishing would not be the shooting.
Yeah, I know. I think when you look back at, you know, Josh Okogie, good defender, lightning rod, energy type of player, can't shoot a lick. Ricky Rubio, dynamic passer. Great smile, fun to watch play, good defender, can't shoot a lick. I mean, I think when you have that sort of history with this franchise and just the story of this franchise has never been surrounded upon good 3-point shooting. And then you take a guy that shot 30% from three this year. I understand people being a little apprehensive of it, but I just have this sense that they're not going to be done.
Social media Seth, who's behind the camera for us, he just texted us. Is this what you're hoping, or is this something you're actually reading and hearing as a report? Sources say that they are talking to teams to trade Culver right now and get Sekou Doumbouya out of France.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. I know a lot of people like Sekou Doumbouya. I'm very, very intrigued by him. I think he's a guy that's going to take a really long time to develop. So that would be an interesting, if the Wolves do pull off that sort of a trade, that would be an interesting
let's get in one
interesting
more
situation.
Quick call here. It'll be Drew. You're on Score North and the Raised by Wolves draft special. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Again, we leave it to the country club to draft someone who can't even shoot. I mean, everybody clearly see where the NBA is going. I mean, even Toronto, I mean, Van Fleet and the other guy, at least they could shoot. We really need to quit giving these guys the benefit of the doubt. Our scouting department is horrendous. That we don't develop players other than potentially Karl-Anthony Towns. I always hear you guys kind of ragging on Wiggins, but truthfully, if you go back a couple of years, he actually was a player. Again, bum coaching and all of that can bring a player down. You guys keep talking about Pat Riley, interest in Miami. Trust you me, those guys know how to develop
players. Now, that's one thing. Appreciate the call, Drew. We got to wrap this thing up. That's one thing that... Kind of like Bill Belichick. If Pat Riley is interested in a guy, you go, there might be something there, right?
Yeah.
With Andrew Wiggins, if those reports are true.
Yeah, but, you know, the Miami Heat have an abundance of bad contracts on their roster, too, so I don't know how much credit we should be giving to Pat Riley for how he's run that organization over the last couple of years. I mean, they're meddling around, you know, they're hovering around mediocrity right now. And I will say this, this is a different regime now as far as the Wolves are concerned,
right.
So... I don't know that, you know, Gerson Rosas has nothing to do with the development that the Wolves did in the past with, you know, Chris Dunn and Andrew Wiggins and all that stuff. He wasn't around for that. Tom Thibodeau was around for that. So that's, you kind of have to give Gerson Rosas the benefit of the doubt because he is new.
All right.
And you just have to let things play out.
We're going to wrap this thing up for now, at least, unless there is more Wolves news or developments. We will scramble the Jets and reconvene here. We have Danny live at Wolves headquarters. Follow him at Real D Cunningham and go to scorenorth.com for the latest breakdown and analysis of the Wolves pick and trades throughout the night. So that's going to do it for now, at least, unless there is more to happen for the Raised by Wolves Score North draft special. For Manny, Danny, I'm Rami, saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time on Raised by Wolves on Score North on 1500, scorenorth.com, and the Score North mobile app.
Local kids on